And we are back here live, JB. This is an incredible day. And again, I've said it a couple of times. It's so great to sit next to you and share this day with you and share the airwaves with you.
We've never shared the airwaves
I know,
before. We've been competing airwaves
right,
so far. So this is nice.
It is nice. It is nice. And one of the great parts about today is I think I could speak for you and all of our listeners, the appreciation we have for our servicemen and women, our military, our veterans, our active military and their families is so deep. And that's what today is all about, this Christmas on Us broadcast at Guernsey Farms Dairy. And we're going to introduce you now to U.S. Air Force veteran Sergeant Thomas Bilarski.
Barilski.
Sergeant Barilski.
He was so
close. One job.
He was so close.
Oh, my gosh. Of Livonia, Michigan. Barilski. Sergeant Barilski. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
He's kind of surprised he's here.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't have a clue. I've never heard of this before. And the last Friday, I was visiting the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And my cousin sent me a text. 5 minutes later, Ron from WJR called, and here I am.
Your cousin, Jeff
Kolarik.
That one's right. Hard, too.
Yeah. That one's hard, too.
But he nominated you, and that part, what does that mean?
That means a lot to me. I mean, he's a guy that he's a lot younger than me, and he's the one cousin that visits me all the time, you know, takes me out. We meet for breakfast. He's just a great guy. He really is. And I'm so proud to have him as a cousin.
What he wrote about you is that you are a lifelong dog lover.
Yep.
You've been involved with the Humane Society. You're an unselfish, caring man. You lost your spouse, Margaret, several years ago. Since then, you found fellowship in an active social life, including outings and travel with other seniors and service members. Is that true?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Tell me about your service and years you served and in some of your experiences while in the service.
Okay, well, I joined in 1966. I had graduated a year earlier from Catholic Central High School, tried Wayne State for a year. That didn't work out too well. So I joined the Air Force to stay out of the Army. And somehow I wound up in a security service, and they taught me Morse code, and I spent those 4 years copying Russian Morse code all over the planet.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
kind of want to know what you intercepted. Yeah. Are we allowed to ask that? Well,
it was top secret then, and you were sworn never to talk about it. Now everything's on the internet. I mean, it's all obsolete.
Right.
You know? It was mostly Russians sending code numbers, mostly tracking aircraft, because back then we didn't have satellites. Mm. Everything that they did now is on your phone.
Right.
It's rather simple, but it was just where an airplane was, they would send out the numbers telling you where it was at, and you just follow along. And then there was a lot of war games being played and all that between the U.S. and them. But, you know.
There's still games being played, but we don't have to get into that today.
Well, we don't have to get into that.
You know, one of the things when Jamie was reading what your cousin wrote about you, you know, talking about losing your spouse several years ago,
when
you have an active social life and you are continuing to go out there, I feel like that is such a big part of service as well in the military. You, no matter what, you keep moving forward. No matter what is going on, you keep moving forward. And it sounds like that is a mindset for you as well.
I had to do it. Maybe my situation was a little different because she died suddenly, but I was a caregiver for her for 6 years because she couldn't walk or talk after a stroke. Mm-hmm. And so I was ready to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. And I went to Angela Hospice grief sessions. Mm. I met a whole group of people there who I still have lunch with once a month. Mm. Met them last night. The women from work adopted me that I previously worked with. So there's a lot of different groups that I joined. Then I discovered the travel club out of the Livonia Senior Center, and I've been traveling all around the country. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was sitting on a bus. A young lady was sitting next to me, and we've been together ever since.
I love that. I love that. But again, you get
Rosemary.
Out.
That's Rosemary.
That's Rosemary.
It would be easy to stay inside and watch TV all day or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I do a thing on Mondays with Dr. Michael Lutz from the Michigan Men's Health Foundation. It's called Men's Health Monday. And he has a saying that I love so much. People say you only live once. And he says, BS. You only die once. You live every day. So treat each day as a gift, and you know, continue to go out there and live, and you are a model of doing that.
You have to do that. I mean, it's hard for some guys, mm-hmm. but I mean, you know, you see a lot of guys have the breakfast with other guys. I mean, that's great. You have to get out. You got to find new things to do. Staying in that house and watching those four walls is not a way to live.
No, it's not. Well, we want to give you today a gift package. And, you know, perhaps maybe you can even give this.
You can re-gift.
What I previously heard, there's a lot of grandchildren that some of these women have that will
benefit
from
it. Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. So you're going to get a sterling silver bracelet courtesy of Ahe Jewelers. Perhaps you can gift that to somebody that's
over
sitting next
shoulder.
To you.
Yeah.
I think so.
And we are going to give you some. Actually, since you want the toys, we're giving you the toys.
I'll take the toys.
He knows kids.
He's got all those kids.
There's plenty.
Absolutely. You're going to take the toys. Tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, which is a great thing. I don't know if you've ever been there. And $1,450 in spending money, courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors.
I really appreciate it. On behalf of all the vets, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Oh, that's so
I love
sweet.
That. What would you say? What would you say?
My question was going to be to the younger generation.
Yes.
I read the book, The Greatest Generation.
Reading our minds, man.
Yeah, The Greatest Generation. I read it. And sometimes I think, do we have those same kind of people these days? Do you think so?
I think so.
They certainly are here.
Right.
This
they're here
room.
Today. So you know they're out there. You can't just go by what's on TikTok and Twitter and all that.
Right. You know, it's funny. You talk about getting out. And I think this is an important point. You talk about getting out and seeing people and seeing so much of our opinions about anything are shaped by what we see on our phones or what we see in the headlines or in a 10-second TikTok.
Right.
When you get out and meet people, when you get out and see families, when you get out and see the work that people are doing, that is a much different feeling than what you may see or read on some social media post.
Definitely. You've got to have conversation. You just can't go by a headline. Anybody can post anything, but, you know, talking to people is more important.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Sergeant Barilski says that there are people out there who want to serve this country, and there are good people out there, too.
Yes.
And so get off your phone and go talk to them.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. Do you have a message for anybody out there that potentially is thinking about a career in service?
I know one young man, and I believe he's already signed up to join the Army. He just graduated from Concordia University, and I wish him well.
That's fantastic. Aww. Because you talk about interesting, too, college, it was not for me.
So. I went back.
And is that a little bit of shade you threw at the Army when you said I'd rather join the Air Force? You wanted to avoid the Army. Going to the Air Force.
Well, the Army meant I'd be in the jungle instead. Yeah.
Instead, you're going to read Morse code.
That's right.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much. U.S. Air Force veteran Sergeant Thomas Barilski.
Got it perfect.
And we've got some eggnog here. How about some eggnog?
Yeah, cheers to the eggnog. Cheers. Try it.
I think it's just us, though. We got to get some for the great Sergeant Barilski. All right, you got it, Sergeant. We're going to meet another family coming up next. We're having a lot of fun out here at Guernsey Farms.
You might struggle with this name, too.
Stankovic. The Stankovic family. Is the Stankovic family here?
Is that right?
We'll talk.
Oh, he did it.
See, she put me on the spot. The chemistry is off the charts already. Jamie Edmonds, Ryan Armani, JR Afternoon, 760 WJR.